Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
From shifting embarrassment to potential presidential contenders, this week's special edition of Liberty Nation Radio has it all. Make sure to tune in.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
This is The Dana Show. My name is Craig Collins, filling in. Thrilled to be with you. So much stuff to talk about on a Friday at DLash, at Dana Lash Radio, on X, on Twitter, to stay connected to everything she's got going on, or anywhere else. Dana has a lot of different outlets out there that cover her show, so you can find her all over, television, a podcast, whatever you need. All right, let's do this first because it's hilarious. And oh, at some point, I know this show airs at different times, but at some point there might be a live press conference from the president for when this show is actually occurring live here on Friday, and we may dive right into it, just so you know. Just a programming note, because it might happen at any second, and we are trying to be available and ready to potentially bring that to you, too. But let's do this. A couple things out there that I thought were interesting. A couple things I thought were hilarious. One is that Bolton's house has been raided. This is definitely hilarious. That John Bolton's house is now seeing a version of things that John Bolton himself thought was great. He thought it was a wonderful thing to have happen in the world. Here is the moment that Fox News announced that this thing happened.
The probe dropped when Joe Biden became president. So is this picking up where that left off, David?
It's possible. I don't know with 100% certainty, but it is notable, guys, that John Bolton, Ambassador Bolton's security clearances were stripped earlier this year by President Trump. Tulsi Gabbard, the director of national intelligence, took that security clearance away. They had concerns. The administration had concerns about Ambassador Bolton still being able to access some of these documents and have some of those security clearances. It's also notable that John Bolton had a security detail as well. Because of the threats from Iran on his life, that security detail, that government federal paid security detail, was also taken away.
I find that uniquely amusing, by the way, that people who have these security details or whatever it might be that they probably want, they're probably very much interested in retaining that, still crap all over the government and the people who are providing them that security. Bolton wrote a book. That's the biggest reason you'd want to pull any and all of the access to information from a Bolton is because he's likely to write more books, I imagine, about things that maybe we don't want him writing books about. There you go. And whether or not those books actually have truth or lies in them, that's not even a part for me to judge. Just if there's classified documents that are at his house. It's really funny because, again, one of the most important things being shared in reaction to this is John Bolton himself celebrating the Mar-a-Lago raid. I wonder how he feels about it today.
Any given moment. But I don't think he cared about the classification system. I don't think he appreciated the sensitivity of this information. And he didn't appreciate the sensitivity of how it was often acquired, the so-called sources and methods. So this had been briefed to him before I arrived. It was repeated frequently. I think it simply had no impact on him whatever.
There's a couple of different ways that people think about this, and people who are not.
No, there's not. Actually, by the way, if I jump in and interrupt the MSNBC moron who's talking to John Bolton, there's only one way that you thought about that when it happened to the former president. And that way was that they were weaponizing the government to try to go after someone because he was running for political office. The funny thing about Bolton, and they will cry all across media today that this is a political witch hunt, that this is going after your enemies, going after people like retribution, all that kind of stuff. There's no value to getting Bolton now that makes any sense at all in that regard. He's just a talking head moron on television now. If Trump wanted to go after every single one of those, there's a lot of them, and he would arrest the guys from South Park, I imagine, among other places. He's not doing that. There's no value in that world to go after him, but there is a lot of value in potentially finding someone who does have classified documents in their house that has put them into books. That is uniquely important. Both Kash Patel and Dan Bongino have said publicly that no one's above the law, which is nice to hear now because that's what they were screaming when they went after Trump. But I love the comparisons that inevitably exist when one person that's a high-ranking political individual, now granted, that person was running for the office of president and was the leading contender against the person that was actually in the White House at the time. So that made that investigation look odd or horrible or, you know, exactly like what it was, a political witch hunt. And then this one with Bolton again, is going after someone who at one point was a high-value person and still is loved by the Democratic Party, which is weird because he wasn't exactly a Democrat, but loved by the Democratic Party because of his willingness to go after Trump. Now he is in trouble too. But it doesn't compare, honestly, because of the value and the difference in going after someone for reasons that make no sense. The value to do it to Trump was off the radar, off the scale. The value to do it to Bolton is non-existent. All right, one other thing that I want to play, just because I'm amused by it, and as I said, we are waiting potentially to do some live coverage of something coming out of the White House, an announcement by President Trump. But Jasmine Crockett isn't happy about ICE and apparently doing their job. And she also doesn't really seem to understand what ICE's job is.
ICE, for the most part, is nothing but a ride. That's all they were supposed to do for the most part, right? It's like, you know what? This person is undocumented, or this person re-enters the country illegally, all the things, and then they have an ICE hold. And then ICE gets them so they can then send them out. That's all ICE is supposed to do. Look,
they're a ride for an undocumented person. I love that they say that now instead of someone who's illegal. They're like, they're just undocumented. Their documents are missing. I wonder if they could change that language to sanitize anything, you know, else that they want to be okay with. Like a drug dealer is just someone who's an unlicensed pharmacist, just doing his thing out there in the world. He's an unlicensed pharmacist doing his day-to-day drug work, making things better for the society we live in. Of course, he's obviously not doing that. I don't know. But this sanitized version of speech is uniquely annoying. And actually, I'd love for you to send to Dana's social media pages, at DLash, at Dana Lash Radio, or at Radio Craig Z. You can send them to me. That's fine. I'll look for them. But send us any of the sanitized things that you think would be funny, like unlicensed or undocumented pharmacist being the idea for a drug dealer that the left doesn't want to call a drug dealer. All right, let's move on to some other things out there. I do think this is interesting. This is Kathy Hochul talking about how they follow the rules, how they don't care about, you know, gerrymandering and all this stuff because they never do any of that, even though they absolutely do. And they do it to a ridiculous degree. And they do it so much so that it's difficult for these left-leaning states to respond to Texas. California is going to try to redistrict as well. And they say they're going to create about four additional seats for Democrats. Texas is creating six for Republicans and could create more. Governor Abbott in Texas has said, you know, we have more bullets in this chamber. We could go deeper if we want to. If you want to make this about, you know, a competition thing, we can push harder. And I do believe that. I do believe that actually the Democratic states are already so crazily gerrymandered to begin with that creating more seats is uniquely difficult. And they need the excuse of we're doing this because of what the, you know, right is doing in order to create the maps that are about to come out of places like California. But anyway, here is Kathy Hochul in New York saying that they follow the rules. How dare anybody else do this sort of stuff?
Ago that New York's Democratic legislature drew up a map so brazenly contemptuous of basic rules that govern a district's contiguousness that the state's Democrat-dominated Court of Appeals threw it out. The New York Times at the time called those maps comically contorted. That's their quote. So your state's highest court at the time, all the judges appointed by Democratic governors, they threw the maps out. So fair to say Democrats have done what they're now accusing Republicans of doing.
No, we followed the rules. We do it every 10 years. We base
it
on census.
But the court said you didn't follow the rules.
Well, we did follow the rules.
So the court was wrong?
Well, we followed the rules.
I love that version, too, of a broken head or a broken response to something. Essentially, she just keeps looking into the camera and saying, we followed the rules. I promise. That's what we did. I don't like that you're asking these questions. These are challenging now, back and forths for me. So just so you know, and as you know, candidly as possible as I can say it, we followed the rules, at least the rules that I think are in my head, not necessarily the rules that the government believes exist out there in the world. I find that uniquely amazing and hilarious as well. All right, let's do some other audio that I find out there that I enjoy. This is Stacey Abrams, failed politician, now crazy conspiracy theorist. Absolutely true. Telling you some interesting things about President Trump, who she believes is someone with maybe superpowers is the right way to say it. I'm not exactly sure, but here we go.
I want to tie this back to the abundance agenda and how you think about blue state power. If it is true that he's a grand Ayatollah, that mystical power extends and can be, you know, he can anoint his, you know, his prophets, and he can remain in power even if he doesn't hold the title of president. And if that's the case, then there is no, there's no relief from this that is achieved by election, especially if we are truly in an authoritarian regime where elections are not real.
Okay, so a lot of amazing things being said by Stacey Abrams there. Several of them are the kind of things that someone on the right might have said, not to the crazy degree that she just went with the Ayatollah stuff, but just in general, something where maybe someone on the right is saying that, hey, this election seems like it's unfair, or it's not necessarily making any logical sense to me. How could this person have won the way that they ran their race, et cetera, et cetera? And the left would scream, how dare you? You're crazy. You're horrible. Those things that you're saying are ridiculous. And now Stacey Abrams apparently is saying them along with Trump's magical, mystical powers. It'd be amazing if the press conference that Trump does today is actually about having magical, mystical powers. I would be thrilled to hear that. Not because I want anyone in society to have these powers, but because I would be wildly fascinated about a press conference with Trump where he's secretly a superhero. That would be amazing. I actually hope Abrams is right, even though odds are not good that that's true. All right, we're going to take a break. A lot coming up, a lot to get to. This is Craig Collins filling in on The Dana Show.
Burn a gun, because a lot of college kids under the age of 21, they live by themselves, and they're not old enough to carry a handgun, unconstitutional, so they still have to protect themselves in some manner. This is one of the reasons why I like the burn a gun, because of the legal flexibility of it. First off, if you're unfamiliar with what it is, a burn a gun shoots chemical irritant projectiles that can deter threats from up to 50 feet away. Two versions. They have rifles in that, but I think for this, the purpose is you need to look at the SD, which is their best-selling pistol, or the CL, which is 38% smaller than the SD. So you're not losing any of that deterrence. You're not, it's still easy target acquisition, zero recoil. When you think of stun guns, you got like one or two rounds in that at best, right? But with the Burn-A-Gun, good grief, with the CL, you got 15 rounds. So that's a 15-round shot capacity per cartridge. They have different projectiles, different accessories, but it gives you a way to protect yourself when you are disarmed, either through private property restrictions, municipal restrictions. It does not care about gun-free zone signs. There are no background checks. There are no permits. There are no fees. It can be sent right to your door. So it's accessible to everybody, even if you don't have a welcome mat because you didn't think about it, sons. You can find it at burna.com/Dana. That's where you can find the CL. Also check out the SD, but the CL, 38% smaller, more concealability. BYRNA.com/Dana. Burna, ready when you are.
I bet you've probably been to the doctor's office in the past few months. I bet you had to hand over personal info, like your insurance, your ID, maybe even your social security number. And I bet you weren't thinking about how your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal information. If any one of them isn't careful, it's a good bet they could accidentally expose your details to hackers and identity theft, putting you at risk. Fortunately, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back, with plans covering up to $3 million for stolen funds and expenses. Don't take chances with your personal info. Help protect it even when it's out of your hands. Save up to 40% your first year with promo code IHEART. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART, or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Starting a business can be overwhelming. You're juggling multiple roles, designer, marketer, logistics manager, all while bringing your vision to life. But for millions of businesses, Shopify is the ultimate partner. Shopify is the commerce platform behind millions of businesses around the world, and 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S., from household names like Mattel and Gymshark to brands just getting started. Build a stunning online store with Shopify's ready-to-use templates. Boost content with AI-powered product descriptions, page headlines, and enhanced photography. Marketing is easy with built-in tools for email and social media campaigns. Plus, Shopify simplifies everything from inventory to shipping and returns. If you're ready to sell, you're ready for Shopify. Turn your big business idea into with Shopify on your side. Sign up for your $1 per month trial today at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try. shopify.com/try.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
This is The Dana Show. My name is Craig Collins, filling in. Thrilled to be with you. It is time for a rapid-fire Quick Five. These are some of the other things out there in the world, both serious and silly, because darn it, we can't just talk about serious news all the time. It'd make us go crazy. We are waiting for a potential press conference, too, with President Trump. So if that does happen, I do intend to take some of that immediately as we get it. But all right, let's do some of these quick five things. First, I think this is kind of interesting. We're probably seeing too much of this already, but Microsoft AI CEO is saying that chatbots are causing psychosis. This is unsurprising, again, that this is a side effect of the chatbot being a more and more prominent part of our society. I don't know anyone yet of my group of friends that admits this. So I'm assuming it's not happening. Hopefully not behind closed doors and we're unaware of it. But like that is actually communicating with a chatbot and treating it like a real person. But they're saying more and more people are doing that. More and more people are even somewhat dating other chatbots. I think at least one person got married to a computer somewhat recently. So that seems terrible. That seems awful. And unfortunately, it is a version of the world in which we currently live. All right. Some other things out there. Let's find some other stuff to talk about real quick as we continue here. I'm trying to ignore a phone call that's coming in, and I'm making sure, hopefully, that it's no one important. No one that's doing this radio show with me right now, so I imagine it's somebody else. But anyway, ignore that. Netflix will now recommend movies based on your astrological sign. This is something that I thought was stupid. I don't believe in these at all. I don't think that these are a thing. I know that there's a lot of people out there who really, truly think that they're important or whatever they think they are. But I think it's stupid and silly. And so, yes, this is absolutely a thing that's now happening out there in the world. But Netflix will tell you what movies they think you should watch based on astrology. And then you can absolutely and entirely ignore that information and that decision because it makes no sense to do that. Other things out there. Let's do this, too. Another one that I thought was kind of stupid. Are these the 10 funniest movies of the last 50 years? That was a question asked on social media. Some of the answers I think are pretty good. Things like Airplane, yes, tremendously funny movie. Is this Spinal Tap? Tremendously funny movie. So those are good ones that made the list. Bridesmaids came in at number 4. That seems too high, way too high for that movie. Superbad at number 8. And The Legend of Ron Burgundy, Anchorman, the first one, was all the way down at 10. If there was a current movie that's funny enough to be on a top list of funny movies, I think it would have to be Anchorman and not the others on this list. But The Big Lebowski, Birdcage, came in at number 3. Clerks at number 6. And A Fish Called Wanda came in at number 9. I'm not really sure about several of those on the list being that high ranking, especially the newer ones. But Airplane, Spinal Tap, those things definitely, absolutely on the list. And actually, The Big Lebowski, I probably quoted enough that I would consider it a high-value comedy over the last 50 years. But you tell us what you think those are. 47% of us never do anything evil. 18% of us do evil stuff all the time. That was a weird answer that was given to a question asked of a lot of Americans. And then you had to define what evil stuff was. Like, what is it? What are you doing that you're turning to the dark side on? And maybe it's more often than not just, you know, being manipulative of other people, doing things you shouldn't do in some sort of sense to get ahead by stepping over humans. That might be it. But all right, those are some of the top five. We'll get back to this in just a little bit. Craig Collins filling in on The Dana Show.
It's Relief Factor. Relief Factor is all about helping people manage everyday aches and pains, naturally though, not on prescription medication, but with a drug-free supplement. And this drug-free supplement combines powerful ingredients like turmeric, omega-3 fatty acids, resveratrol, and more, all to target inflammation and support joint health. It's 100% drug-free and all developed to support your body's natural healing process. My husband takes it. He has old sports injuries. It helps him with inflammation. He's able to, you know, go to the gym to lift and not worry about it. You don't have to stay stuck living with pain. You can try their 3-week quick start for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. And you're also supporting a veteran-owned business. You can see the difference for yourself. Visit relieffactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800, the number 4-RELIEF.
I bet you've probably been to the doctor's office in the past few months. I bet you had to hand over personal info, like your insurance, your ID, maybe even your social security number. And I bet you weren't thinking about how your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal information. If any one of them isn't careful, it's a good bet they could accidentally expose your details to hackers and identity theft, putting you at risk. Fortunately, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back, with plans covering up to $3 million for stolen funds and expenses. Don't take chances with your personal info. Help protect it even when it's out of your hands. Save up to 40% your first year with promo code IHEART. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com, featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slip covers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange any time. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at WashableSofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Keep your finger on the pulse with the Dana Show podcast, delivering timely news with insightful analysis whenever you want, straight to you on YouTube, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Dana Show. This is Craig Collins filling in, D-Lash, Dana Lash Radio on X, on Twitter, are great ways to stay connected to everything, anything that she's got going on out in the world, and a lot of stuff that Dana does all the time that you should be paying attention to. I think that makes a whole lot of sense for a lot of reasons. All right, let's get to some other audio that's out there. I will continue to mention we are waiting on a potential press conference that might happen in the relatively near future right here on The Dana Show. And if that does happen, we are going to go to that press conference live. But this is President Trump meeting with D.C. law enforcement just before his ride-along that happened yesterday. I thought this was amazing that the President of the United States would do something like this. And I even if you hated him, like, even if you were the most anti-Trump guy that exists in our society and you just so happen to also be a law enforcement officer or the National Guard, which I imagine are actually mostly very pro-Trump. But if you had to be the opposite, but you get to do a ride along during your workday with the President of the United States, that would still be cool. That would still be the kind of thing where you'd have to actually pretend to any other lefties around you in D.C. That you were upset about it. But then have an awesome time when he's there. But here's how the start of this thing went.
They weren't on the way back. It was worse than ever just a short while ago. But now it's going to be, I think now, right now, it's better than it has been in years. And in a couple of weeks, it's going to be even far better than that. And everybody's safe now. Everybody feels safe. And they're all coming in. And people are now coming in. They're making reservations to come in. They want to be in Washington, D.C. One of the things we're going to be redoing is your parks. I'm very good at grass because I have a lot of golf courses all over the place. I know more about grass than any human being, I think, anywhere in the world. And we're going to be regrassing all of your parks, all brand new sprinkler systems, the best that you can buy, just like Augusta. No, it'll look like Augusta. It'll look like, more importantly, Trump National Golf Club. That's even better. But we're going to have all brand new, beautiful grass. You know, like everything else, grass has a life. Do you know that? Grass has a life.
Okay, look, I know that people will, especially on the left, people who hate this guy, attack Trump for a long-winded thing about grass in the middle of his discussion about making D.C. safer before hopping into a vehicle and driving around with D.C. law enforcement and also with the National Guard. But I find this incredible. Like, this is the kind of person who's so casually capable of having a microphone in their hand and a whole bunch of people paying attention to them that they can fall into this rabbit hole of, you know, I'm going to talk about grass for a little bit and I'm not going to stop until I'm done with my grass thoughts.
You know, we have a life and grass has a life. And the grass here died about 40 years ago. So we're going to be rebuilding all of your parks and it's going to happen fast. It's going to go up like a miracle. So you do the job on safety and I'll get this place fixed up physically. And we're going to be so proud of it at the end of 6 months. But let's say at the end of a year, this place will be maxed out in terms of beauty. You'll have all new surfaces. You'll have
it's hilarious to me. It's great. And this is the builder of this president coming out of him and all the things that he's created already in his life and his career doing that sort of work. Just talking about how he's going to beautify D.C. It's going to be safer and beautiful and the grass is going to be great. I'm for this. I'm a fan of this. Let's do this. This is Gavin Newsom signing legislation for a special November election to approve redrawn congressional maps to fight Texas, or also probably what they planned to do all along. The other way to say that is this was actually probably the intention from jump, and they just wanted to blame Republicans for what will be more ridiculous maps than you've seen in any state throughout the country. I am going to inevitably compare the visual look of Texas's redrawn maps to that of anyone else that tries to compete against them, because I'm assuming, and this is somebody who's currently living in Houston, that the maps you will see from the left to try to create more seats in places where they already had ridiculous versions of maps are going to be so stupid, so silly, if they exist at all, that they will eventually be an embarrassment to that political party. I think that they will go down in history as a tremendous embarrassment. At least I hope so. But here's Newsom saying, hey, we're redrawing maps, baby, and it's going to be dumb. By the way, this is really just, audio of him sitting and signing and then people applauding. I like the muted claps of these kind of things. It feels more like he just had a nice putt on a golf course. You know what I mean? It's like, hey, good job. Way to go there. And then I wish there were people in the back that were booing. I would like to have a few more people being like, boo, this is terrible. But it's just dumb. It's just so stupid that this is a version of things that they're going to say is somehow the fault of the right. Because it's so amusing to me. If they didn't do this in the first place, I don't think that conservatives would be attempting to do this as well. This is just the kind of thing that is a back and forth fight right now because of the way in which some things have been gerrymandered forever. I mean, gerrymandering is a word that wasn't invented recently. The reason why is that political gamesmanship has been a thing for quite some time in this country. All right, let's play one more piece of audio. This is audio that I find uniquely interesting, too, out there in the world for several different reasons. But this is more of actually President Trump with the Washington, D.C. police and with all of the people that he was having around him, all the, National Guardsmen and whatnot before he did his ride along the other day. And I just, again, thought that the president really took a moment to discuss probably as importantly as possible all the things that he thought were going to happen that were unique to him. One of those was a cookout that he was very happy about.
And I think you brought some food for him, didn't you, President?
So we have great hamburgers cooked by the White House, and we have pizza that I said, don't do it in the White House because we went to a place that makes the best pizza. So we'll concede, but we have a lot of it, so we're going to have some fun. We'll eat, and I'll eat with you, and we're going to have a little fun. We're going to celebrate, but then we're going to get back to work, and we're going to take care of these criminals. We're going to put them where they have to be. We're going to You're going to say, don't play around with us. Don't play around with us. So let's go have something to eat. You're going to like the hamburgers. Would you rather have hamburgers from the White House or pizzas from a good place? Huh? I think you want, they want the hamburgers. Have a good time, everybody. Thank you very much.
That's hilarious. By the way, man, I wonder if the pizza maker at the White House is uniquely upset right now today. If he's like, come on, man, why do you got to take shots at me? I didn't deserve that. I didn't need it to go that road. But anyway, yes, the president, again, did a walk along, a ride along, and I thought it was pretty incredible that that was a thing that actually happened. We are still waiting for a potential live event featuring the president of the United States to occur live during the creation of the show. So if that happens, we will go to it. Some other things out there. The president answered questions about the Bolton raid in a Trump was right about everything hat. And that's pretty amazing. Here we go. If there's actually
Thank you right away to President Trump. He is speaking about John Bolton now. Listen in.
Talk, he's quiet. And I'd walk into a room with him with a foreign country, and the foreign country would give me everything because they said, oh, no, they're going to get blown up because John Bolton's there. He's a not a smart guy, but he could be a very unpatriotic guy. I mean, we're going to find out. I know nothing about it. I just saw it this morning. They did a raid.
Do you expect the DOJ to brief you on this?
They'll brief me probably today sometime.
And the foreign minister...
I don't want to. I tell Pam and I tell the group. I don't want to know about it. Just you have to do what you have to do. I don't want to know about it. It's not necessary. I could know about it. I could be the one starting it. I'm actually the chief law enforcement officer. But I feel that it's better this way.
Okay. A couple things right there. You know what? Actually, fine. I'll play one more piece of audio before I react.
Ross said no meeting is planned right now between Putin and Zelensky. Absent that meeting, what are the next steps?
Well, we'll see. We're going to see if Putin and Zelensky will be working together. You know, that's like oil and vinegar a little bit. They don't get along too well.
They're at war. But again, I just like the way that President Trump kind of talks about it. He speaks about a lot of these things like he's your buddy at the end of the bar, having a conversation, who's also in charge of a lot of stuff. But in the middle there, the thing I love the most about, I don't want to know about it. I could if I wanted to. I could be starting it if I wanted to, but I'm not. It is such a casual way to react to the inevitable coverage that this is all a manufactured thing to go after Bolton because Trump doesn't like him. Which, by the way, has no current value to the political party that is the Republican Party, to the individual that is the president of the United States. Like, there's no, when they went after Trump, there was tremendous political value in going after someone who was the likely candidate and then actually the candidate on the conservative side of the aisle, the person leading in a lot of polling to beat Biden and then inevitably, of course, beat Kamala Harris to the White House. All of that, the value was through the roof. Going after Bolton now has no value. And so people who are saying that this is a vendetta thing are uniquely dumb, in my opinion. Because even if Trump would like to see this happen, he's got more important things to deal with, as referenced by that last question there and talking about Ukraine and calling Zelensky and Putin oil and vinegar, which is something, man. There's some version of no moment is too big for me in Trump's brain that I think benefits him tremendously. Because he can walk into a room sitting next to a world leader or potentially eventually sitting next to both of those world leaders and treat them like guys who just don't get along when they're currently at war. And I do think if you're trying to negotiate a peace deal, acting like they're just guys like buddies of yours who don't like each other probably helps you to get to that end result of, all right, we actually do have a peace deal that impacts the world in a very different way than if you get your two friends to get along who seem to hate each other. But that's how Trump walks into it. And again, I think that that's the mentality of no moment's too big for me. No moment is something I can't handle. I see this as something that I have a full grasp on, which again, I think absolutely helps him. All right, we'll take a break. A lot coming up. This is Craig Collins filling in on The Dana Show.
I told you that I went to their website, allfamilypharmacy.com/Dana, and I ordered a bunch of stuff because I've got a work trip coming up. And I've never gone. I don't like boats. I'm real weird about boats. So I'm going to be on a boat. It's kind of weird. And I'm going to be up like at the top of the world in the frigid Nordic waters. And so we're going to see how this goes. So I ordered all. I cannot even believe all the stuff that All Family Pharmacy has. Let me just satisfy this. They have the ivermectin. It's $2 per capsule right now, up to 25% off. They have the mebendazole. They have the hydroxychloroquine, NAD+. Literally every antibiotic you can think of. They also have, your everyday medications, emergency kits. Ladies, they have Latisse. Get it for yo eyelashes. They got the Latisse. That's what all the ladies are doing because then you don't have to wear makeup. It's awesome. But they also have the motion sickness and then anti-nausea stuff. So I got both of those just in the event, being on the boat. So I have a big old, I feel like I'm like a drug kingpin. I have a big old package of All Family Pharmacy stuff coming to my house. When you go to allfamilypharmacy.com/Dana, use code Dana10. And when you go to the website, make sure you put that code in to get the discount. But you can trust in the medications that they have. This is stuff that's all made in the USA. None of these are inputs from China or anywhere else. You can trust the quality. And you can trust, the whole process with All Family Pharmacy. No gatekeeping, no insurance middlemen, no red tape. You get the doctor's prescription and your order in like 2 to 4 days, or they can overnight it to you in a pinch. So take back your medical freedom. Visit allfamilypharmacy.com/Dana. Use code Dana10. It's your health and your choice.
I bet you've probably been to the doctor's office in the past few months. I bet you had to hand over personal info, like your insurance, your ID, maybe even your social security number. And I bet you weren't thinking about how your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal information. If any one of them isn't careful, it's a good bet they could accidentally expose your details to hackers and identity theft, putting you at risk. Fortunately, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back, with plans covering up to $3 million for stolen funds and expenses. Don't take chances with your personal info. Help protect it even when it's out of your hands. Save up to 40% your first year with promo code IHEART. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART, or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slipcovers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange anytime. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at WashableSofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
On the go and need a quick news fix with a fun twist? Follow Dana's Absurd Truth Podcast for bite-sized, informative episodes perfect for your busy schedule on Apple or wherever you get your podcast.
This is The Dana Show. My name is Craig Collins, filling in. Thrilled to be with you. A bunch of stuff out there to talk about. I am getting a few messages on social media, on Twitter, at Radio Craig C, if you want to send me a DM, if you want to slide into my DMs that way, about movies that were missing from our hilarious list of best comedies of the last 50 years, mostly because of how bad the list was. And also, actually, Sergio Sanchez from KURV, Dana affiliate, said that Blazing Saddles is number one. And it wasn't even on the top 10 list at all of the list I read, created, I think, by BuzzFeed, of the best comedies of the last 50 years. And that's a crime. Blazing Saddles absolutely is one of the funnier movies that's been created over that duration. But other people saying other Mel Brooks movies, Spaceballs among them. A lot of the messages being sent to me coming from listeners of Patriot Talk 920 AM in Houston, Texas. That is where I do a radio show, also a Dana Lash affiliate. We are waiting for a potential press conference to start with the president at some point today while we are creating this story, this show right now. So if that occurs, we will go to it as it's happening. And hear some of the remarks from the president on what is supposed to be a big announcement today. But it hasn't started yet. It was supposed to start about an hour ago. I will tell you this. This isn't news or valuable. It is kind of amusing, whatever your streaming platform of choice is, to watch the comment section. And most of these places don't turn that off. They let people react in real time to whatever they're putting up on the screen, waiting for an event to start. But it is funny to watch all the people that are commenting on what they think is going on, or just say a bunch of other really inappropriate and horrible stuff because they assume they've got a lot of eyeballs glancing at the comment section like I'm doing while hosting a national radio show. My favorite one, and absolutely this is not happening, and I'm not doing this in any way to criticize or you know, try to say something about the president of the United States, but someone in the chat asked what they think is delaying this press conference. And then someone else asked if maybe the president of the United States had to have a restroom visit before doing the thing. And I can't get over how funny I think that is. Not for Trump, you know, uniquely, but any world leader that says, I'm going to do a press conference at this time. Get ready. It's going to be a big thing. And then to have a nature call happen at the most inopportune time. It's similar to when you see an athlete like run off a field. And every time that that occurs, which is uniquely not all that often, and you see someone like, you know, remove themselves from a game at a moment where it doesn't really make sense for them to go and remove themselves, you wonder what's happening there. But it would be funny to me if the president or any world leader were just sitting in the restroom like the rest of us, just waiting for something to be over so they can go do their big giant announcement and the entire world can pay attention to it. I don't know why I found that so funny. And now I've shared it with you. A stupid comment in a comment section on a live stream. I'm watching, waiting for the president to start. It made me laugh a lot, more than I'm demonstrating right now, which is for the betterment of everybody. All right. Another thing out there, quiet cracking is a brand new thing that makes no sense. It's a dumb term. It's when you're crushing on someone in a work relationship, but you're also secretly overwhelmed. So you're quietly breaking down or cracking at the idea that there's someone that you enjoy a lot that you also work with. The reason this is so stupid to me, or the reason I even wanted to mention this at all, it's fascinating that people can't handle the idea of something like this. Like we're so different, or young people, at least in our society, are so different than we used to be, previous generations, that the idea of like mentally dealing with thinking someone is attractive that you work with is cratering people's brains. Because what do you do in that scenario? If you're a young person, I guess nothing. If you're someone from a past generation, you might flirt with them, not in an inappropriate way, maybe just a little bit, see if they're receptive, and then eventually maybe ask them for a coffee. And if they say no to the coffee, you never speak of it again. You pretend it never happened. And you also should contemplate whether or not dating someone in the workplace is a good idea. But darn it, if you find them uniquely attractive, go ahead, throw caution to the wind. People meet people in all different kinds of places. I just don't get in trouble with HR. But I love the idea that this is a difficult thing. Because if someone were to come to me for advice like this, I would look at them and say, well, give it some version of a shot. And if it doesn't work, get over it. Or if you don't want to give it a shot, then get over it. There's a bunch of other people out there in the world. You know, the most fascinating thing to me, too, about dating in today's society, not that I'm doing it, I'm a happily married man and have been for quite some time. But the thing that I find most interesting is you always have the swipe left, swipe right apps to replace any individual that you think you might like. So many people have the fear of missing out on someone better that I think you run back to the app all the time. So I think that's probably a thing that any of these people can do to get over their quiet cracking. All right, we'll take a break. A lot coming up. This is Craig Collins filling in on The Dana Show.
Did you know the whole higher thread count means better sheets thing is just a myth? Kind of like thinking that cold weather gives you a cold or that we only use 10% of our brains. The real secret to great sheets isn't thread count, but thread quality. That's why you'll love Boll & Branch. They use the highest quality organic cotton threads, so their sheets are not only soft and luxurious right out of the box, but they actually get softer with each wash. The first night you'll try them, you're going to feel the difference. It's like climbing into a 5-star hotel bed every night, and your sleep will never be better. I mean, I'm not going back to my old sheets. If you're ready to upgrade your sleep, feel the difference an extraordinary night's sleep can make with Boll & Branch. Get 15% off plus free shipping on your first set of sheets at bollandbranch.com/Dana Show. It's bollandbranch.com/Dana Show for 15% off and free shipping. Exclusions apply.
I bet you've probably been to the doctor's office in the past few months. I bet you had to hand over personal info like your insurance, your ID, maybe even your social security number. And I bet you weren't thinking about how your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal information. If any one of them isn't careful, it's a good bet they could accidentally expose your details to hackers and identity theft, putting you at risk. Fortunately, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. With plans covering up to $3 million for stolen funds and expenses. Don't take chances with your personal info. Help protect it even when it's out of your hands. Save up to 40% your first year with promo code IHEART. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anna-based pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slip covers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange any time. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at washablesofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
This is The Dana Show. My name is Craig Collins filling in, and we have a press conference that happened just mere moments ago that we will go to basically live for you right now on Patreon, on The Dana Show, on a whole bunch of stations all over the place.
Job with FIFA. Nobody like him. I'm delighted to welcome FIFA President Gianni Infantino back to the White House for a major announcement about one of the most anticipated competitions in all of sports, the 2026, and this is a big deal, I'll tell you, I was so happy to get it, the 2026 FIFA World Cup. That's going to be the World Cup as we know it. It's the biggest...
Selling your car to Carvana.
No, what is happening right there? That's hilarious. Hold on a second, guys. I gotta get this commercial to go away, and then we'll get back to the press conference that's happening live. Okay, here we go. More of this.
The 2026 FIFA World Cup draw will take place at the Kennedy Center. Some people refer to it as the Trump Kennedy Center. But we're not prepared to do that quite yet, maybe in a week or so. But right here in Washington, D.C., it's a tremendous honor to bring the global event and this incredible group of people and these unbelievable athletes, the best athletes in the world, to the cultural center of our nation's capital. I just left the Kennedy Center. We're spending a lot of money wisely on making it really beautiful. It's going to be beautiful again. It's like Washington, D.C. We had, by the way, in Washington, D.C., we have the lowest crime numbers they've had in years. Zero, it sounds like it's a horrible thing to say, but I might as well say it. Zero murders in the last week since we've done this. That's the first time in memory that that's happened, if you can believe it, how pathetic that is to have to even say it. And I'm tired of listening to these people say how safe it was before we got here. It was unsafe. It was horrible. And Mayor Bowser better get her act straight or she won't be mayor very long because we'll take it over with the federal government, run it like it's supposed to be run. The numbers were horrible. It was a crime-infested rat hole. And they do have a lot of rats. We're getting rid of them, too. And we've made a lot of progress. And it was extremely unsafe, and now it's extremely safe. We had virtually no crime. The number was down 87%, and I'm trying to figure out where was the 13%, because I don't think it existed. The National Guard has been unbelievable, and they're working with the police, and they have some very good people in there. They have some people that shouldn't be police, actually, but they have some great people there. And the Washington, D.C. is a whole different place, and Johnny, I'm sure you'll be happy to hear that, too, actually.
Oh, yes.
But it's a whole different place. People are excited again. They're going out to restaurants again. That was the other thing I saw in numbers. That restaurant business is down in the last week. No, no. Restaurant business, you can't get into a restaurant. Just really lying people. And that's why people don't understand how bad and how dishonest the press is. I saw one poll that had us at 19% favorable on what we're doing with Washington. Then I saw another one that says it's 94% favorable. And I can tell you the 94% is correct. The others are fake, just fake news. They got to get their act together. So bad for our country. So sick, actually. So Washington, D.C. is really doing unbelievably well. And the Kennedy Center that we're fixing, I was just there all morning with contractors. We're making it unbelievable. It's going to be unbelievable. It's got great bones, but it needs a lot of work. The World Cup draw will set up the group stage of competition. 48 teams will play in 104 games across...
I'm going to stop this for just a second and just say I was not expecting this to be about the World Cup. Out of all the things that the president would announce today and all the things that I think media assumed this would be about, the World Cup was not at the height of my list of things. And it feels unnecessary, Tad. To do an elongated version of a press conference about a soccer event happening in our country, even one as significant as the World Cup. But I'm going to keep playing part of this, partially because it's President Trump. So as he talks about soccer, he continues to talk about other things as he did just there. So we're going to do a little bit more of this basically live press conference that's happening during the creation of this show. And, well, if it's not any more valuable than it is so far, I guess we'll go ahead and let you find it on another platform later on. But let's do just a tad more of this to see what else he's going to talk about.
16 North American cities, from Seattle to Vancouver to Atlanta to Miami. It's going to be so exciting for our country. The 2026 FIFA World Cup will be one of the largest and most complex events. This will be one of the greatest events, one of the largest. In a way, it's like Johnny said it better. It's like having many Super Bowls in a short period of time. Because each one of these games essentially is a Super Bowl. Some of them are bigger than Super Bowls, actually. But they're essentially, each one of these games is like a Super Bowl. The 2026 FIFA World Cup will be the largest, most complex set of events in sports history. And the Kennedy Center will give it a phenomenal kickoff, and we'll be involved, and they'll be working over there for quite a bit of time. We have it all set that they can stay there for the big events, the big press conferences and everything else. And they'll be in a very safe capital. That'll be nice. You don't have to worry about walking down the street, Johnny, okay?
Thank you.
But you could handle yourself.
I could.
Okay. Already, FIFA is projecting 6 million loyal fans will attend the World Cup events next year, and 6 billion more are going to be watching back home, and they think the 6 billion number is going to be actually a low number. And this will drive more than $30 billion into the U.S. economy and create 185,000 American jobs in a short period of time, too. No sporting event attracts more attention, more fans, more viewers, or more revenue than the FIFA World Cup. And again, I'll just say it's the World Cup, and it's the biggest thing there is in sports, and we have it. And I got it in my first administration, and I was really somewhat devastated as I can be. I don't have time to get too devastated. I was very happy that today, as you saw, the group that does this, a government group, radical left group, announced that Trump was right. Took in $4 trillion worth of tariffs, that the $4 trillion are going to reduce the deficit by numbers far greater than they ever expected or heard of. And by the way, the stock market went up 1,000 points. That was as of 10 minutes ago. I can't tell you what happened. A lot of things happened. But the stock market's up almost 1,000 points. And it's basically on the news that the release that just came out from government that the tariffs that everybody was talking about, that the whole world respects us for because of what we did. The tariffs are going to be at $4 trillion. They're going to reduce the deficit by $4 trillion, Mr. Vice President.
What pretty good, sir.
Too bad it's not five, right?
That's right.
It's had a huge impact, and the stock market is way up. But this will drive more than $30 billion in U.S. economy.
Okay, hold on. All right, that might be it for this press conference for now, although I am actually very much enjoying it. My favorite part of what Trump is doing is he's calling the press conference about the World Cup, and it's not about that. He's continuing to layer in all these other discussions about tariffs, about debt, about the safety of D.C., et cetera, et cetera. He is wearing a Trump was right about everything hat that people saw him wearing earlier today as well, which is fairly hilarious. This is a pretty big troll job of media. Now, granted, I should also say, the World Cup does matter. It matters to the world. It doesn't matter quite as much to the United States as it matters to the other places in the world that pay attention to it. We do pay attention. And actually, this might further demonstrate how Trump is really uniquely, getting a handle on what younger voters might care about. Younger people are more fans of soccer than past generations are. The development of the sport of soccer in our country is being largely driven by younger people because some of us who've been watching sports for a long time, I just can't get past the barrier of finding it boring. I'm not saying that that's me, but that's me. And actually, I even went to a big game between the United States and Mexico in Houston. And the funny thing about that is it felt like I was in Mexico. The crowd was overwhelmingly in favor of Mexico in the United States in Houston. And you were thinking to yourself, this is why this sport isn't that popular here in the U.S., because if you have a stadium of people here in this country and they're packed cheering for a different country, it shows how big of a impact we're actually having. But it will also create billions of dollars, as you said, millions of dollars in revenue. This will be a tremendously good thing for any city that hosts a World Cup game because of the attention and the tourism and everything that comes with it. So there is a value beyond just saying that a big soccer event is coming to the United States. But I digress. I can't get over the fact that this is what this is about, because media was very interested in this specific press conference, more than I think they typically are in a Trump press conference. And it winds up being a huge announcement about soccer and sports with a bunch of other stuff layered in. All right, we're going to take a break. We might give you more clips of this as we go here today. But this is The Dana Show. My name is Craig Collins filling in. More in a bit.
It's the folks over at Webroot. The internet can be, it's both the Wild West and also a very dangerous place. And with the advent of social media, I think it's never been easier to trick people into giving you their private information, to exploit, you know, any gaps that you may have in your security. And this is why I think it's important to have protection like Webroot. If you're looking for reliable digital protection, something that's not going to slow you down, nothing clunky that's going to just drag all, you know, your operating system or your apps or everything else down, you need to look at Webroot. They have powerful, affordable options for everybody. And it's real-time protection against, I mean, name it, phishing, ransomware, malware, everything. Built-in firewall, they have network monitoring. They have a web threat shield that blocks malicious websites. It's compatible with everything. Password manager included, system optimizer that removes the clutter, and you can get up to $1 million in theft-related expense reimbursement for identity protection. Their coverage can include children, students, seniors, dependents. Think of your parents out there. You know, people are going after the seniors. Advanced dark web monitoring, credit and financial monitoring with alerts, identity, health, status updates, and so much more. VPNs, everything. Real-time antivirus, you name it, they have it. And you can get 50% off of Webroot's total protection or Webroot Essentials by going to webroot.com/Dana. Now, it's only available at that URL, webroot.com/Dana, for 50% off of Webroot's total protection. Live a better digital life with Webroot.
I bet you've probably been to the doctor's office in the past few months. I bet you had to hand over personal info, like your insurance, your ID, maybe even your social security number. And I bet you weren't thinking about how your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal information. If any one of them isn't careful, it's a good bet they could accidentally expose your details to hackers and identity theft, putting you at risk. Fortunately, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back, with plans covering up to $3 million for stolen funds and expenses. Don't take chances with your personal info. Help protect it even when it's out of your hands. Save up to 40% your first year with promo code IHEART. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART, or go to lifelock.com/IHEART for 40% off. Terms apply.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slipcovers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange any time. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at WashableSofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
That's right. This is The Dana Show. My name is Craig Collins filling in. Thrilled to be with you. A whole lot of stuff to talk about. It's time for a quick five, though. Rapid fire through some sillier topics out there. A new smartphone for children will automatically block certain salacious content, nude things from being both created and or, you know, looked at on the phone. Why are smartphones being given to kids is a question people are asking in response to this. This story is actually out of the UK, but apparently the technology would prevent children from, taking or sending certain things amongst themselves or to anybody. So there's something that's uniquely kind of good in the idea of this. While also, obviously saying out loud that maybe if your child is too young, they should not have a phone. And then whatever that age is. You know what's funny about that, too? Just real quick, is I always find it amusing that younger parents can't handle the idea that their child would be out of their ability to communicate with. Like that if they went outside, that's always the excuse to get them a phone. Is like, well, I need to be able to call them. We lived fine in a world where we weren't able to call anybody. And if you showed up somewhere, you had to call somebody for some sort of serious reason. I mean, if a kid were in trouble of some kind, I bet you they can locate a phone, even if you don't give one to them. I bet you that can happen. But nonetheless, like a lot of us were just fine without having mom and dad capable of calling at all times. So I think that this makes sense. Just don't give them a phone and let them just go out in the neighborhood with all the other kids who don't have a phone and see what happens. It might be an amazing time to be alive. New York City area could get a 13-foot wave. Coastal flooding due to Hurricane Erin. Its impact on the East Coast is being seen in some places already. Luckily, it's not actually going to make landfall, but it is going to pass by a lot of the East Coast, and 13-foot waves are kind of crazy. I say this partially to say that recently I went to a beach in Texas, and it was right after what people said was a weather event. It wasn't that bad, but people here seem to think it was, and waves were way more fun. If you're in a place that's unlike the coast, where waves are not usually fun, I got to tell you that I now get why surfers in areas like the place I live in chase down where these waves wind up being a blast, because, yes, it was a way more fun experience going to the beach right after something crazy happened. It won't be true in New York. I'm not recommending you do that in those places. The Earth is gonna Earth is a headline that I loved a lot out there. A mile-deep underwater volcano off West Coast could erupt soon. Scientists are warning about this. Again, it's a planet. It does planety things. This would be one of those things. So if you're in the West Coast in any area where they think there might be an eruption of a volcano, leave. Don't be there at the time when the volcano happens. It's that easy. I've actually also had that discussion with my wife about bad weather events that might occur now that we live in Texas and Houston. And I've told her that if we think it might be bad, we will leave. We will go somewhere else for a while. We'll take both our vehicles, a drive in whatever direction we think is safe to drive in. We'll do it much earlier than other people. And if it causes us an inconvenience, fine. I would rather have my stuff, as much of my stuff as I can have. Finally, Washington's first In-N-Out Burger will have its grand opening. It did have its grand opening, and it drew an hours-long line. People were waiting for this, quote, all of their life, as they were talking about a Washington State getting its first In-N-Out Burger. I do want to say something, and this is going to be controversial, and I cannot help it. In-N-Out Burger, kind of a letdown compared to what you put in your head, what you believe it to be, and the reality of what it is. It's good. I'm not saying it's not good, but if you think that it's going to change your life, it is still just a cheeseburger, and it has some fancier things on it sometimes, depending on which one you get. But to be honest, Five Guys, a bunch of other options out there taste fairly similar or just as good or are as enjoyable. This, again, is probably controversial to some. Somebody out there who's going to, you know, die on the hill that In-N-Out is leaps and bounds better than any other fast food burger. But if you waited in a line for several hours, I think you wasted time. I think you could have waited a couple weeks, tried In-N-Out once the grand opening line died down, and then still lived life. Or I would have even driven to a different place other than D.C. or flown to avoid this line because of how underwhelming the burger itself is. I think I would have preferred that. A day trip. Let's do some other things besides just go to In-N-Out, and then we'll end it in In-N-Out, and again, you'll be somewhat disappointed. Then finally, one last one. I'm going to get in trouble for that. Someone is definitely going to send some hate mail. At Radio Craig C on social media if you want to tell me I'm a moron. Sony will hike the PS5 price today. I believe that's actually happening, or yesterday that happened. This is, quote, a result of Trump's trade war tariffs. It's also hilarious because the PS5 is now finally a machine that's available in a lot of stores, where for years it was not available. It was in such high demand that you couldn't find it anywhere. And so I think that they're increasing prices partially because they also just want to increase prices. I think that's a byproduct of not selling as well as they've been selling before. But all right, that's just some of the stuff out there, some of the silly five topics to talk about. We'll do this again in a bit. We might play more of Trump's audio about FIFA after the break, because it's uniquely interesting that Trump made a giant announcement about stuff we already knew, and all of media willfully paid attention. It feels a little bit like a troll job. I'll tell you why after this. This is Craig Collins filling in on The Dana Show.
I told you that I went to their website, allfamilypharmacy.com/Dana, and I ordered a bunch of stuff because I've got a work trip coming up. And I don't like boats. I'm real weird about boats. So I'm going to be on a boat. It's kind of weird. And I'm going to be up like at the top of the world in the frigid Nordic waters. And so we're going to see how this goes. So I ordered I cannot even believe all the stuff that All Family Pharmacy has. Let me just satisfy this. They have the ivermectin. It's $2 per capsule right now, up to 25% off. They have the mebendazole. They have the hydroxychloroquine, NAD+, literally every antibiotic you can think of. They also have, your everyday medications, emergency kits. Ladies, they have Latisse. Get it for your eyelashes. They got the Latisse. That's what all the ladies are doing, because then you don't have to wear makeup. It's awesome. But they also have the motion sickness and then anti-nausea stuff. So I got both of those just in the event, being on the boat. So I have a big old, I feel like I'm like a drug kingpin. I have a big old package of All Family Pharmacy stuff coming to my house. When you go to allfamilypharmacy.com/Dana, use code Dana10. And when you go to the website, make sure you put that code in to get the discount. But you can trust in the medications that they have. This is stuff that's all made in the USA. None of these are inputs from China or anywhere else. You can trust the quality. And you can trust, whole process with All Family Pharmacy. No gatekeeping, no insurance middlemen, no red tape. You get the doctor's prescription and your order in like 2 to 4 days, or they can overnight it to you in a pinch. So take back your medical freedom. Visit allfamilypharmacy.com/Dana. Use code Dana10. It's your health and your choice.
I bet you've probably been to the doctor's office in the past few months. I bet you had to hand over personal info, like your insurance, your ID, maybe even your social security number. And I bet you weren't thinking about how your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal information. If any one of them isn't careful, it's a good bet they could accidentally expose your details to hackers and identity theft, putting you at risk. Fortunately, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. With plans covering up to $3 million for stolen funds and expenses. Don't take chances with your personal info. Help protect it even when it's out of your hands. Save up to 40% your first year with promo code IHEART. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART, or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slip covers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange anytime. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at WashableSofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
The Dana Show Podcast, your fast, funny, and informative news companion for those always on the move. Subscribe on YouTube, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is The Dana Show. My name is Craig Collins, filling in. Thrilled to be with you. A whole bunch of stuff out there to talk about. D-Lash, Dana Lash Radio. I don't know why I yelled that so much that time. D-Lash, Dana Lash Radio on X, on Twitter, to stay connected to all things Dana. First, John Bolton had his house raided today, which is hilarious. Both Cash Patel and Dan Bongino said there's reasons for this, that essentially the book he wrote included some classified information that he probably shouldn't have had, and he probably has more. And so it's very similar, the accusation, to what the left said they were doing when they went after Donald Trump. And I know that mainstream media will compare the crap out of these two things. They'll tell you that, well, the first one wasn't a political witch hunt. The second one definitely is. The first one was absolutely just people doing their jobs, even though it happened to be against the person that was running for the office of president and doing better in polls than the guy who was currently in charge. That's what happened when they raided Mar-a-Lago and they tried to get documents of Trump's. They also tried to do that in New York after they found him guilty of something that they just recently found him not guilty of, or at least threw out the excessive penalties that existed there. All of it was just to gain intel, information, steal stuff from Trump because they couldn't spy on him, unlike Obama did in the previous run in 2016. This time around, the person who's raided is just an idiot talking head who's already written his book. So for people to say that this is a political witch hunt or it's a vendetta or anything like that, it's just such a stupid thing because it's so much more damaging than helpful if that's all this is. If actual stuff is found and uncovered, if classified documents were kept, which they probably were in his house or in his office, then John Bolton will, well, look like a moron, mostly because John Bolton himself praised this action when it happened, and it was Trump who was the target, and said that he believed no one was above the law. Well, indeed, he is now not above the law if he is found guilty of taking some things he shouldn't take. Here's some audio of Bolton when he was on MSNBC, as he is now one of those Democratic talking head interview morons who's just as anti-Trump as you get. Again, not really valuable to go after this person politically. So I doubt very much that it's anywhere near close to the political witch hunt that it was the first time. Here we go.
But I don't think he cared about the classification system. I don't think he appreciated the sensitivity of this information, and he didn't appreciate the sensitivity of how it was often acquired, the so-called sources and methods. So this had been briefed to him before I arrived. It was repeated frequently. I think it simply had no impact on him whatever.
There's a couple of different ways that people think about this, and people who are not friendly to the president, who think about what's happened here. And one of them is, you know, Donald Trump, master thief, you know, criminal, running some kind of elaborate conspiracy to bring things out of the White House and keep them secret, for potentially for political or financial gain. There are other people who add it to attitude is Trump is chaotic. He's careless. He's not that smart. He took these things almost by mistake, and now he's basically stamping his feet and saying, they're mine. I don't want to give them up.
All right, here, I got to stop right there. I left that question in for a reason. So first, Bolton is crapping all over, you know, Trump, as he's one to do. And then second, the MSNBC talking head moron is asking the question as to which one this is. Why aren't they doing this today about John Bolton? Why don't they even book Bolton and ask him which one it is for him? Was he an idiot who just accidentally took stuff? Or did he gain from it? He wrote a book and included the information, by the way. So if you had to pick which one of those two things better describes John Bolton, it feels like it's the one about how he's doing it for his own personal gain, and this would be bad, and everyone who does this should absolutely be thrown in the hoosegow. That was their position before. Let's see how Bolton responds.
Give me a sense of where you think the truth lies with respect to Trump's intelligence, carelessness, and the degree to which he might have brought motive to bear on taking these documents out of the White House and keeping them for this long at Mar-a-Lago.
Well, I don't, it's very hard to speculate on motive other than that he liked cool things. He saw things that so he wanted to take them, and he was pretty much able to take them, and not just on classified information matters, on all kinds of things.
Because he was the president.
Crossed his desk. Some days he liked to eat a lot of French fries. Some days he took classified documents. He wanted them. Why did he want them? Because he could get them.
What about you, sir? Why did you have them? Why did you take them? What was the intention behind it? What was the value of it? Again, these questions are to demonstrate that there was a motive, a predetermined reason to do it, which makes you guilty of something even worse than if you're just whoops-a-daisy. My bad on taking these, which is the defense that Biden used for quite some time. But Bolton actually literally put this stuff in a book, so it's hard to say that he didn't do it for those reasons. All right, President Trump called a press conference today. A lot of people in media expected it to be a significant announcement about something unrelated to, say, sports, which it was not. It was actually an announcement about the FIFA World Cup coming to the United States. It is coming here for the first time since the 90s. The last time the World Cup was held in the United States was in 1994. It will be held actually as well this time around in both Mexico and Canada. It's a North American version of the FIFA World Cup, but we will get a lot of events. It's still a big deal. It matters. I'm not trying to undercut it. I'm just saying that maybe the reason that a lot of media dove on this press conference right after Trump did the ride along in D.C. To see how much better things got is because they assumed this was going to be a heavily impactful press conference, and it didn't seem to be that, which I kind of loved. I feel sort of as though maybe Trump did that on purpose. He did touch on the topics that people might have expected to be a discussion point while announcing the World Cup, so that might have also been the intention of the current president. One of those was how clean D.C. is and how easily he's done it in cleaning up the crime. There's been no homicides in a week in D.C., which he was almost angry to say is an accomplishment because of how sad it makes or how bad it makes the capital of this country look. That's a unique thing. But then he also talked about how he's got plans for other cities in this country that he'd like to clean up as well.
I really am honored that the National Guard has done such an incredible job working with the police. And we haven't had to bring in the regular military, which we're willing to do. We have to. And after we do this, we'll go to another location and we'll make it safe also. We're going to make our country very safe. We're going to make our cities very, very safe. Chicago's a mess. You have an incompetent mayor, grossly incompetent.
Yes, it is.
And we'll straighten that one out probably next. That'll be our next one after this. And it won't even be tough. And the people in Chicago, Mr. Vice President, are screaming for us to come.
Yes, they are.
They're wearing red hats, just like this one. But they're wearing red hats.
Well, some of them who wear red hats mug Jussie Smollett, if I'm to remember that correctly, in Chicago. That he paid to mug him, which is also weird. But anyway, what I think is really interesting about this mention, about Chicago specifically, and of course, Brandon Johnson, the mayor there, will say how you're not welcome and you can't show up and we'll turn you away, just like California or anyone else responds to Trump saying this. But the people who live in Chicago, and I lived there for a very long time, by the way. This is someone who, for a large portion of my adult life, lived in Chicago. I went to college and then actually stayed there for several years of my radio career before getting out to a much better place, being much happier about Texas than Chicago, Illinois. But I will say this about it. Like, a lot of people there would be thrilled if things got better. Just in the time that I've been away, which has been a few years, I have noticed how much worse things have gotten. Last time I went and visited the city, the amount of people that are all over the street that are just, like, homeless, or it seems like maybe a lot of them are the undocumented immigrant or illegal individual, illegal alien who's walking through the city, has just exploded. And there is more danger, more, you know, issues being dealt with, especially on the south side of the city. And so you say to yourself, like, if you're a person living there right now, would you like it to get better? Yes. Would you care if it's the military or police officers who make it better? No. Honestly, it's weird that the narrative from the left is that you'd be afraid of your own military. That's actually a really good demonstration. I shouldn't call it odd because it's not. It's actually very obvious. It's a very good demonstration of what they actually think. Now, oftentimes the left and the politicians on the left try to knee-jerk react themselves to be better than whatever the version of the narrative is that's actually in their mind, so they don't alienate as many voters. What I mean by that is things like, defund the police. They were obviously terrible things. For a little while, they seemed to benefit the left and at least some of the people that would respond to that narrative. But then if anybody tried it, as they did in a few cities, it went horrible. It was a terrible decision. Things went very bad very quickly when you didn't have a deterrent for the criminals on the street. So defund the police is now a non-existent thing, at least verbally. Many of the people on the left who screamed it the loudest now claim that they're not for it at all, which is hilarious. But in the back of your mind, just like when Kamala Harris was running for president and trying to distance herself from the crazier radical left stuff she said, you knew they actually still believe that stuff. Like, you could tell in the way they'd answer a question and struggle that you knew their regular mind was fighting whatever their censored version of information is. And this is the newest example of that, saying that it's some sort of, you know, horrific version of society to have military walking the streets. These are the people that we're supposed to honor and praise and say thank you for protecting our country. Why would I be afraid of them? Why would I try to shape this as something worse than it is? And that is the left. That is the left's version of not liking the thing that actually is making stuff better. And especially in D.C., by the way, out of all the places to have a more significant military presence, usher in a safer city in our country, D.C. is the absolute perfect place to do that. Next time I travel there and get stuck in traffic for a tremendous amount of hours, which is just a byproduct of being in D.C., I will be thrilled to see more military working and, you know, wandering around. And I know it's just the National Guard, as Trump said. He didn't activate it, a more significant a branch of, not they're insignificant, but more of our military men and women from other branches of our government to actually also, you know, secure the city. It wasn't necessary that the National Guard can handle it on their own. I just think that that's crazy because it'll be patriotic for for me to see that, to see a lot of people walking the streets, wearing their uniforms and demonstrating how strong our society and our country is militarily, because the bad guys aren't allowed to do bad things in the Capitol. That should be a good thing. And when the left demonstrates that they're afraid of it, they tell you what they really think of police, what they really think of so many of the people that they claim to honor. All right, we'll take a break. A lot coming up. This is Craig Collins filling in on The Dana Show. More next.
Kel-Tec, the PR-57. It is a rotary barrel pistol chambered in 5.7, 40% lighter than the competition if you're looking for something for concealed carry. And the way that they accomplish this, two ways: the innovative rotary barrel that makes it light, but also a unique top-loading design that replaces the traditional magazine with a stripper clip for a slimmer carry profile and a 20+1 capacity. It's super fast and easy field strip. It's also really affordable. MSRP is only $399, so it's can be an everyday carry because it's smaller. You're not losing any stopping power, and made in America. Kel-Tec, made in America, based in Florida. You can find out more about the PR-57 chambered in 5.7 at keltecweapons.com. That's K-E-L-T-E-C weapons.com. Tell them Dana sent you.
The Culture and Christianity Podcast with Pastor Alan Jackson.
If you're imagining that the rapture is your get-out-of-jail-free card and you don't have to pay any attention to current events and cultural trends because you're going to get raptured out of this and it's not your problem, you're deceived. Why on earth would Jesus give us the teaching if the only people listening to his teaching didn't need it?
Hear the full story on Culture and Christianity with Pastor Alan Jackson. Subscribe now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you listen.
I bet you've probably been to the doctor's office in the past few months. I bet you had to hand over personal info, like your insurance, your ID, maybe even your social security number. And I bet you weren't thinking about how your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal information. If any one of them isn't careful, it's a good bet they could accidentally expose your details to hackers and identity theft, putting you at risk. Fortunately, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back, with plans covering up to $3 million for stolen funds and expenses. Don't take chances with your personal info. Help protect it even when it's out of your hands. Save up to 40% your first year with promo code IHEART. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
It is indeed time for Florida Man on The Dana Show. My name is Craig Collins filling in. Thrilled to be with you. D-Lash, Dana Lash Radio on X, on Twitter. Great ways to stay connected to her. A Florida man lost police on a golf cart before trying to wait them out in the hedges. This is actually impressive. Oftentimes when I talk about the Florida man stories, the last thing I'm going to do is actually tell you in any way, shape, or form that I'm impressed with the things they do. This is uniquely embarrassing for the Monroe County Sheriff's Office and the police department there, because the guy, again, was on a golf cart. 35-year-old Mikhail, who was driving around in a golf cart the deputies thought was doing some things he shouldn't be doing. Somehow, some way, he led them on a 30-minute chase and got away from them. He was seen walking on U.S. 1 despite attempting to hide in the hedges. Eventually, he was arrested. So you abandon the golf cart, you hide in bushes. You try to casually stroll away on a highway, and that doesn't work out for you. That's hilarious to me. The golf cart might be one of the most ineffective means of running away from high-stress or high-speed situations, as is reported here, but some of them do go about as fast as 20 miles an hour. There's no excuse, though. The police are not going to be able to live that down for a while. Anyone who lost a dude that was on a golf cart, I feel like that's going to come up at the next, say, company barbecue and at other events, and maybe even when someone is asking for funding for the police department, you might want to say that they need better vehicles because they're being outrun by golf carts. So that seems to be a thing that would matter. A Florida man survived being struck by lightning, and he woke up with a heart rate of 265 beats per minute, which is fast. That sounds pretty fast. The guy said that, he was at a pizza place. He was doing his thing. He's actually the owner of a pizza place in Florida. And all of a sudden, lightning got him. And then you pass out, you hit the ground, And later you pop up and somehow you're still alive. There is a GoFundMe that's been set up in his name for any of the medical expenses that he needs or might need. But he is, as he said, actually, to Channel 9 News in Orlando, happy to be alive. And of course you would be if you got popped by lightning. You know what's crazy about that? And I don't know if this is actually crazy or even relevant at all. And sometimes too many things become about me. I will admit that, too. We recently had a storm here in Houston, and a couple of the bolts of lightning seemed to hit the parking lot next to our condo, which is very close. That is too close, in fact. And it was the thing where you see the flash of lightning and you hear the thunder almost immediately, which I believe means that it is basically on top of you. That's usually how you tell how far away it is how long it takes after the flash to hear the sound. And it was together. And so, again, like there was some, and it didn't damage anything. But I kept all night bringing it up to my wife. Like, how terrible would that have been if you had sent me outside to throw out the trash at that moment? I couldn't get over it. And she definitely hated it. But hey, now I have at least a story out there that says maybe I'll make it if I get popped by lightning. And again, that's as close as I got. And this turned into something about me that it probably shouldn't have. All right. Another story out there. A Florida man was clinging to the hood of a woman's car as she drove through a couple different areas in traffic in Florida. There's not a lot of reasons why that were provided. This is illegal. You can't do this. The dude seemed to, be casually doing it. The woman seemed to be driving him without really having a lot of concern for his safety. But again, were they doing it because they thought that it was funny? Were they doing it because she wanted to get away from him and he didn't want her to? I don't know answers. Was this a weird version of Uber Eats where, hey, it's nice, he's holding the thing, you just got to stop and launch him off the hood of the car and he can deliver the food more quickly to people? I don't know. I have a lot of questions. We don't have a lot of answers. But for some reason, a Florida man was driving or riding around in a vehicle by clinging to the hood. And he was doing it the wrong way, by the way, too. If Batman has taught us anything, when you cling to the hood of the vehicle, you do it stomach down and both hands holding on to the sides of the hood. Not that it makes things better, but that is the way you do it. He was doing the reverse situation. He was essentially crab walking on the hood of the car, and that just isn't right. That's definitely not the way you're supposed to do that. Finally, one last Florida man. He admitted to owning a large quantity of fake $100 bills. This is while he was actually in Pennsylvania. Whether or not he was using the $100 bills in Florida without issue and then tried it out in another state that didn't work so well is a question he'll probably never answer. But he did admit to it after being caught using at least one, which I like that. I like the fact that guy's like, you know what? I got a whole stash of these. I might be doing something a little bit illegal, but actually it's even more illegal. And I'll tell you why I want to make my Florida man story. All right, that's it. That's the break for now. More coming up in a bit. Craig Gollins filling in on The Dana Show.
Super Beach, the Super Barine product, which is a great product. They have it now also at Sam's Club, along with the Super Beats Heart Chews. So if you are healthy metabolism, and if this is one of your areas of concern, and also helping to control your blood sugar levels, metabolism linked to everything, blood sugar levels, incredibly important. This is where Super Barine comes in. It's plant-based, doctor-formulated. It's a unique form of high-absorption berberine. And then you have Italian olive fruit extract as well for antioxidant and cardiovascular support. And that olive fruit extract also helps to minimize any GI distress. Now, the Super Barine, it's highly concentrated. That means one easy-to-swallow capsule a day. It's been clinically studied to deliver 10 times higher absorption than standard berberine. You can find the new Super Barine and the number one best-selling Super Beats Heart Chews at Sam's Club. And that's where you can restock your heart health support with the Super Beats Heart Chews, as we just said, and the Super Barine for healthy metabolism and blood sugar support. Start today. Get on the road to better cardiovascular health support.
I bet you've probably been to the doctor's office in the past few months. I bet you had to hand over personal info, like your insurance, your ID, maybe even your social security number. And I bet you weren't thinking about how your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal information. If any one of them isn't careful, it's a good bet they could accidentally expose your details to hackers and identity theft, putting you at risk. Fortunately, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. with plans covering up to $3 million for stolen funds and expenses. Don't take chances with your personal info. Help protect it even when it's out of your hands. Save up to 40% your first year with promo code IHEART. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com, featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slipcovers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange any time. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at WashableSofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
This is The Dana Show. My name is Craig Collins, filling in. Thrilled to be with you. A bunch of stuff out there to talk about. D-Lash, Dana Lash Radio on X, on Twitter, are great ways to stay connected to all things Dana. This is kind of funny, just an aside, but ESPN put up a thing on Twitter, on X, that said all the icons, all the moments, all in one place. And it had a lot of WNBA players on it, like a lot. Enough that you definitely don't know who all these people are, which actually also reminds me of the joke that was made at the ESPYs this year that demonstrated how little people know who WNBA players actually are. Apparently, they've since deleted it, mostly because of complaining that they had more WNBA athletes than the NBA, than the NFL, than college football players, than a whole lot of things that are probably doing better ratings-wise. And actually, the other funny thing is most of the WNBA athletes were in the direct middle of the post. Look, I'm all for doing whatever we can to prop up women's sports. And I think the first thing in that world that could do that is not letting men play those sports. I think that's number one. I think if you get that done, you go further and further down the rabbit hole of getting other things done. Does that mean that you're going to have a tremendous increase of viewership in the WNBA? I don't know, especially when you allow everybody to beat the crap out of Caitlin Clark because she actually is bringing viewers to the WNBA. That's a weird decision as well, but nonetheless, definitely a thing that may or may not help you, probably is hurting you, the fact that you're letting her get beat up on a nightly basis. All right, another thing out there, this is pretty funny to me. Low IQ CNN humiliates herself, a low IQ talking head on CNN. Was humiliated by claiming that the president is not the chief law enforcement officer of the United States. This is something that Caitlin Plant is going to have to double check on to see if she's right about that. The answer is, of course, that she's not. Here we go. If this plays. All right, here we go.
What really jumped out at me is that he said that he hasn't been briefed by the Justice Department yet. He expects that later in the day. But he said, I could know about it. I could be the one starting it. I'm actually the chief law enforcement officer. But then he said he's telling the Attorney General Pam Bondi, you have to do what you have to do. And right now he doesn't know anything. I looked. The Justice Department on its own website says the Attorney General is the chief law enforcement officer of the federal government, not the president.
I like that she said she looked at that because I don't know if she decided to go any other places than the Justice Department's website. Maybe break out a copy of, I don't know, the Constitution and read through the part that says the president shall take care that the laws be faithfully executed. I think that's the thing that Trump is referencing when he says he's the chief law enforcement officer, is that he's supposed to be the one faithfully executing the laws, taking care of that. I mean, again, that's a direct quote from this thing called the Constitution. I think something that she probably needs to bust open and look into maybe once or twice. But I love the stupidity of some of the people in media who do things like that. Like, I checked the website, and the website that I looked at for the Justice Department said something that I took to mean that Trump is wrong. I didn't go any deeper. When I got to that point, I was like, okay, I have fulfilled the thing that I went in looking for, which is a self-fulfilling prophecy. A lot of Googling can go bad for you and me and anybody Because if you put a question into the Google machine that demonstrates that you have an opinion about the answer, because it thinks you will be more likely to go to the story that is the answer you want, it puts that toward the top. Although Google does actually censor a lot of conservative things, I think some other search engines might be more representative of what you're looking for. But it means that you got to dig a little bit deeper. You got to try a little bit harder to find some things that may or may not be at the top of that result page, especially if you work at a news organization or one that claims to be a news organization, even if it doesn't really seem like one. All right, let's play this audio. This was funny to me. This is the president of the United States being asked a question about the FIFA World Cup, an announcement he made today that people knew was happening already, that we would have games played here for a very, very big event for the world. Maybe not as big in the United States as it should be, but certainly a giant thing for the rest of society. And it will bring in a whole lot of money. A lot of good things will happen because FIFA World Cup games will be played here next year. But a reporter trying to be funny asked the president if he was going to play soccer. And he had an answer to that question, which I thought was pretty good.
It's going to be a big event at the Kennedy Center. Do you intend to take part in it? Will you have a part to play in on December 5th?
I may play. I mean, I see the money that these soccer players, you know, we call it soccer, but I see the money that these soccer players are making. I may try and play. I'm a very good athlete. My son is a very good athlete.
Baron?
And he's a good soccer player. He's on the tall side for soccer. Yeah. He's 6'9". He's pretty tall. But
that's pretty tall.
It's on the tall side. Good. It's on the tall side, but he's good. But I may put on shorts. I look extremely good in shorts and join the play.
It's going to be a lot of fun. That's a fantastic answer to that question. I look extremely good in shorts. I might throw on some shorts and play. The people who hate these answers by this president don't get it. They just don't understand that that is a tongue-in-cheek, lighthearted, are you going to have a role in this? Yeah, maybe I'll play. Maybe I'll suit up. You know what's funny? Is if it were actually a dictator in charge, like people claim he is, he would play. And everybody would fall down as he was playing soccer, and he would score multiple goals in the FIFA World Cup if he were actually a dictator, which he is not, of course, and that will not happen. But that's what's funny to me, I thought, too, is that, you know, if this was the thing, the place that they claim it is, then he would actually be the most successful player during the events next year. Let's also play this moment. It's a moment where Trump took the FIFA World Cup trophy and kind of wanted to keep it.
Because it's for winners only. And since you are a winner, of course, you can as well touch it. It's pretty heavy. Yeah. It's the winner trophy. The last one who lifted that is Lionel Messi of Argentina. And here it is in the Oval Office in the White House.
Can I keep it?
For you. Well, you can
keep it. We're not giving it back. That's serious.
It fits well.
That goes very well on the wall right over there. We'll put it right below the angels.
It fits well here.
That's beautiful. Yeah.
Man, I'm so amused by this. And honestly, the thing that amused me most about the press conference today was how much media was expecting it to be something more significant. Like they absolutely cleared the calendars. Everyone was running this all over the place, and it was mostly about FIFA. He did mention other things. There was a question about John Bolton. This is the second time, actually, already that Trump has answered questions about Bolton since this thing occurred, where Bolton's house was raided. That happened. They are looking for classified documents, mostly because Bolton seemed to have some when he put out his book. And the bad thing for Bolton is that he can't do that. He can't just take them. And he was uniquely vocal when it happened to Trump, even though Trump was the president, who probably did have a lot more right to some of the things that he may or may not have actually taken with him. Although that case totally fell apart when he got reelected, too, of course. But nonetheless, I think this is interesting because Bolton had screamed that no one's above the law. I wonder if it now applies to him as he's asked this question again. But here is Trump talking about, Bolton's house being raided as someone asked a question.
The news, which I do, I guess his house was raided today, but my house was raided also. They went through everything they could, including my young son's room and my wife's area. They went through her drawers, as the expression goes. They went through everything you can imagine. And when she came back, she looked, she said, she's very neat, you know, she's meticulous. And she looked and she said, whoa, this wasn't the way that she had it. So I know the feeling. It's not a good feeling.
It's not a good feeling. I like that he even almost sounds sympathetic a little bit in saying, like, it's not fun. to have your entire house raided. Again, and I'll just keep saying this as I fill in on the show today for Dana, regardless of how you feel about Trump, if you love him, if you hate him, I don't care. You have to agree that the political benefit to raiding the house of the person likely to be the next president, winning in polls, you know, the obvious candidate, the guy who was the, you know, most likely threat to the person currently in charge of the office, made that decision to raid his house uniquely important politically and uniquely horrible. Raiding John Bolton's house is nothing like that. The comparisons are non-existent. People who are going to say that, you know, John Bolton is being attacked the same way Trump was, obviously don't understand what Democrats were after when they raided his home, when they threatened to take all of his stuff in New York after they found him to be guilty of a ridiculous $400+ million civil suit that has recently been thrown out. At least the money of that suit has been thrown out. They did try to like take over property, or they wanted to, until he posted $175 million bond, which was insane to post a bond that high, something the Trump organization will actually get back now, which is probably nice to get that back. But again, all of this was to gain information, to, you know, raid and try to get the stuff that last time they got just by fully spying on him via the Obama administration. This time around, what I think is so unique is that even if Trump is happy, even if he like walks away from the room and kind of smirks and says, that's funny that Bolton gets raided, it's just not worth the headache to do it for political reasons. It's really only happening, in my opinion, for one reason, and that's got to be because they believe they have something on him, especially since the reaction to them finding nothing will be extreme by media. I just don't think it'll occur. I think Bolton will get in quite a bit of trouble, and I think mainstream media will yell and scream that it's fake and not true. And you'll have to judge for yourself by paying attention to the actual details, which will not be shared by mainstream media. One last thing from today that I did really like from the president during the press conference that had nothing to do with soccer, even though a large majority of it was announcing a you know, World Cup event next year taking place here and actually throughout North America. But he talked about how easily D.C. was cleaned up and how much better it will be moving forward with him in charge, and how his eyes are now set on somewhere else, on cleaning up another city in this country. Once you're done with D.C., hey, why not use the National Guard to keep making our cities safe?
I really am honored that the National Guard has done such an incredible job working with the police. And we haven't had to bring in the regular military, which we're willing to do. We have to. And after we do this, we'll go to another location and we'll make it safe also. We're going to make our country very safe. We're going to make our cities very, very safe. Chicago's a mess. You have an incompetent mayor, grossly incompetent. And we'll straighten that one out probably next. That'll be our next one after this.
Fantastic.
And it won't even be tough. And the people in Chicago, Mr. Vice President, are screaming for us to come. Yes, they're wearing red hats, just like this one. But they're wearing red hats.
By the way, the hat he's wearing said Trump was right about everything, which is uniquely funny that he put that on his head. That he did an event that media probably thought was about something more important. Not saying that the FIFA World Cup is not important, but they probably thought it was a non-sports related message that was being provided from the White House. It does feel like today was a giant troll of media in a way. But he also worked in all that stuff that you expected him to talk about that seems important like that. All right, we'll take a break. A lot coming up. Not a whole lot left. Some time left, though, left on the show. This is Craig Collins filling in. I just said left like seven times. On The Dana Show, more next.
Angel Studios. You need to get a guild membership over at Angel Studios. They're coming out with the kind of stuff that we always complain that Hollywood doesn't make. And if you know, if you want this, if you want the kind of entertainment to hit the theater screens and the kind of entertainment to hit your smaller screens, you got to support it. And that's where Angel Studios comes in. Most movies are so derivative and they're so predictable, and it's so formulaic, and it's just a rehash of this and that. But Angel Studios is telling original creative stories, great storytelling, great filmmaking, great cinematography, great casting as well. They're getting some real powerhouses to star in these films that they are releasing. Sketch, which hit theaters earlier this month. They have The Last Rodeo, which is great if you like westerns, bull riding. That's a really great story. It's a redemption story. Mike Rowe has This Something to Stand For, where they look at everyday Americans, which is a really great kind of like a face in the crowd kind of examination of different Americans and what we do. The Sound of Hope, where a Texas story where families adopted 77 foster kids. There's all kinds of stuff. With Angel Studios, you get to decide what is made. not these elites who literally never touch grass in the middle of America. And with a premium membership, you get ad-free streaming, full access to their library, and 2 free tickets to every theatrical release. And you can reshape the culture that we leave for our kids. Visit angel.com/Dana and join the Angel Guild today. That's angel.com/Dana. Sign up and make a difference.
I bet you've probably been to the doctor's office in the past few months. I bet you had to hand over personal info, like your insurance, your ID, maybe even your social security number. And I bet you weren't thinking about how your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal information. If any one of them isn't careful, it's a good bet they could accidentally expose your details to hackers and identity theft, putting you at risk. Fortunately, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back, with plans covering up to $3 million for stolen funds and expenses. Don't take chances with your personal info. Help protect it even when it's out of your hands. Save up to 40% your first year with promo code IHEART. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/IHEART for 40% off. Terms apply.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slipcovers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange any time. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at WashableSofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
This is the Quick Five on The Dana Show. My name is Craig Collins, filling in. Thrilled to be with you. Let's fire through some stuff. D-Lash, Dana Lash Radio, and X on Twitter to stay connected to her. It's football season. 71% of us will turn down plans in order to watch football this year. That sounds low. I feel like it should be even higher than that. But yeah, 71% of Americans will decide that something is more important to watch on TV, which is why football is so uniquely important in sports in our society and why it's tremendously annoying. That they are going to put these sayings in the end zones again this year. And actually, the NFL is requiring it to be between a certain subset of just a few phrases. I really, really, really wish, I don't know, I should say more reallys, they weren't doing that. But darn it, people will still watch because I can separate it by just ignoring the stuff that's stupid on the sidelines and the stuff I don't care about that the athletes say. But yes, a lot of people will prioritize football over other things, and I don't think they're wrong. A fisherman got bitten by a shark that he caught and tried to take a picture of. Of course, this happened in Florida, by the way. That sounds like the right place for it. I do have a little bit of audio of Sean, the dude who caught a shark, was holding it up and then eventually actually got bit by it. Actually, this is some of the 911 call, too. The guy's going to be okay, but he did have to be airlifted to a hospital for a shark bite in doing something that you definitely should have known you should not do. You should just let the shark go, man. Don't try to lift it up for the photo op.
We're out shark fishing on the beach here, and one of the guys I'm with got bit in the leg. He's awake. We have a tourniquet on his leg. He's got a towel on it to try to stop the bleeding.
We were taking the hook, and we just finished taking the hook out of his mouth. We were going to go release him, and the shark just turned and bit me. I'd go back today if I could leave the hospital. It happens sometimes. Luckily, he only took a little bit of me. I'm one of the fortunate ones, and I'm a shark bite victim. A lot of good stories now.
And for the shark that bit him, he has a message.
See you next time.
Okay. All right. I don't know what that means, but I would leave the shark alone, man. The shark already took part of you. Don't turn it into a Captain Hook thing. Another one out there that I thought was interesting, a stupid woman, a criminal, was speeding. She was arrested for speeding. This happened on Monday. She's 21. So a young person going 74 in a 35. That's just a tad fast. When asked why she was going so fast, Jasmine said that she had to pay a speeding ticket. and she needed to make sure she made it on time because otherwise it was going to be a higher fine. That's not a good excuse for speeding in the first place, that you have to go pay another ticket. I imagine some defensive driving classes are very much in her future. And then finally, one last one, TikTok has a brand new hangover cure that is not brand new at all. It is an ice bath, but just for your face, which is my favorite part of this. If you want to get over a hangover, you take a bowl, fill it with water, put a bunch of ice cubes in it, and then dunk your face into that thing. And they say that this makes it better. It makes you less nauseous. It does good stuff. So good luck to anybody doing this. A quick break, a little more coming up. Greg Collins filling in on The Dana Show.
Kel-Tec, the PR-57, it is a rotary barrel pistol chambered in 5.7, 40% lighter than the competition if you're looking for something for concealed carry. And the way that they accomplish this, two ways, the innovative rotary barrel that makes it light, but also a unique top-loading design that replaces the traditional magazine with a stripper clip for a slimmer carry profile and a 20-plus-1 capacity. It's super fast and easy field strip. It's also really affordable. MSRP is only $399, so it's can be an everyday carry because it's smaller. You're not losing any stopping power. And made in America. Kel-Tec, made in America, based in Florida. You can find out more about the PR-57 chambered in 5.7 at keltecweapons.com. That's K-E-L-T-E-C weapons.com. Tell them Dana sent you.
I bet you've probably been to the doctor's office in the past few months. I bet you had to hand over personal info, like your insurance, your ID, maybe even your social security number. And I bet you weren't thinking about how your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal information. If any one of them isn't careful, it's a good bet they could accidentally expose your details to hackers and identity theft, putting you at risk. Fortunately, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed or your money back, with plans covering up to $3 million for stolen funds and expenses. Don't take chances with your personal info. Help protect it even when it's out of your hands. Save up to 40% your first year with promo code IHEART. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slipcovers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange anytime. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at WashableSofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Not able to catch all 3 hours of The Dana Show? Subscribe to the full podcast and get news and laughs delivered in short, easy-to-digest episodes. Ideal for your busy lifestyle on YouTube, Apple, or wherever you get your podcast.
This is The Dana Show, D-Lash, Dana Lash Radio on X on Twitter to stay connected to her. She does a great job on social media. Radio Craig C to stay connected to barely anything that I put out on social media, but I'd love to have more followers, so go ahead. Maybe eventually I would actually start taking it seriously. I have family members in entertainment who tell me I need to. But all right, let's play this, the most hilarious thing that happened today. Also, I think something that's definitely going to prove to be incredibly, appropriate. A lot of media will tell you that it's inappropriate right now, and they don't know because all the information is not out there. And when all that comes to light, I think that you'll be able to say, okay, yeah, it made sense. This person's probably going to jail. That would be John Bolton. His house got raided by the FBI. They were looking for classified documents. His office got raided, too, in the D.C. area. Here's a little bit of this story.
The probe dropped when Joe Biden became president. So is this picking up where that left off, David?
It's possible. I don't know with 100% certainty, but it is notable, guys, that John Bolton, Ambassador Bolton's security clearances were stripped earlier this year by President Trump. Tulsi Gabbard, the director of national intelligence, took that security clearance away. They had concerns. The administration had concerns about Ambassador Bolton still being able to access some of these documents and have some of those security clearances. It's also notable that John Bolton had a security detail as well. Because of the threats from Iran on his life, that security detail, that government federal paid security detail, was also taken away by President Trump.
Of course it would be, by the way. If you crap all over the government and say how horrible the person in charge is, they're probably not going to keep paying for you to have your own personal security detail. That seems like something that would be odd. And Iran probably has forgotten who John Bolton is, much to the chagrin of John Bolton, who's trying to be as famous in media as he can be as an anti-Trump dude, and now someone who's been raided. All right, let's move on to some other things. I found this pretty funny today. Failed politician Stacey Abrams is crazy. This is not new. You didn't exactly think it was crazy. But she says that President Trump has mystical powers in the latest episode of a podcast that she's doing that I wouldn't normally listen to. But if this is the kind of content, I might have to occasionally pop it on. Here we go.
I want to tie this back to the abundance agenda and how you think about blue state power. If it is true that he's a grand Ayatollah, that mystical power extends and can be, you know, he can anoint his, you know, his prophets.
Oh, my God.
And he can remain in power even if he doesn't hold the title of president. And if that's the case, then there is no, there's no relief from this that is achieved by election, especially if we are truly in an authoritarian regime where elections are not real.
Okay. You know, it's so amazing about so many of those points that get made, because I've had this conversation with not Stacey Abrams, but people who think that they're hardcore on the left side of the aisle on a whole bunch of issues. And then they'll tell me how the government's corrupt, how the elections are probably stolen and corrupt, how all these things they think in society are uniquely unfair. And then you sit there and you're like, in what side of the political aisle do you think you're on? And they go, oh, the left. I'm hardcore on the left. And so your solution to all the things you just said is to funnel way more of your money toward that government that you think is unfair and corrupt. That's the way you think this is going to go. It actually very much reminds me of Batman, one of the movies, as a weird thing for it to remind me of. But the Dark Knight movie, where the character that finds out that Batman is his boss tries to bribe or tries to, steal money from him, tries to threaten to expose him if he's not given a bribe and allowed to not work. And the reaction of the Morgan Freeman character in that movie is, you've just figured out that your boss is someone who beats vigilante or beats criminals to a pulp, and your decision is to try to go after this person. This is really the way you're going to try to go about it. It's hilarious. That's what it feels like is happening here. But Stacey Abrams, of course, uniquely insane in a lot of ways that don't matter. But I just think it's funny that she would then go out there, say that stuff, and hope to do well in the podcast space, which, by the way, salacious content does do better in podcasting than not putting that information out there. So she potentially might bring in some more crazy listeners to her by being insane, even if the insanity makes no sense to me. All right, another thing out there that's interesting, California Governor Gavin Newsom signed legislation for a special November election. This is to redraw the maps that are there. There were like kind of a small collection of people in the room as he's signing and holding the documents up. And I thought it was kind of funny. They almost did like a golf clap version of a thing. And way to go, sir. The,
transitioning just nearby. I'll have a chance to take all your questions
Yeah, we'll look forward to seeing you shortly, and we'll answer all your questions about how we're cheating and scamming and doing terrible stuff that we claim is bad, and then we're also going to do it. I love if anyone's response to something they say is like uniquely horrible is to also double down and do as much of it as humanly possible, because the thing that's my favorite in that form of logic is that it never actually works. Like if you take it to the full extent of whatever people are saying, it obviously makes no sense. If they think that, gerrymandering is something that we should stop doing, that we should have less of politically, then they can't find an avenue to a conversation where they say, but because they're doing it, we have to. That would be like shooting somebody and saying, well, everybody else was doing it. I just had to murder somebody too, and hoping that that means that you don't get in trouble. I'm not saying that I believe what happens in Texas is happening in Texas is actually akin to anything as bad as what media is telling you. But it is politics being politics and politicians doing their thing. And I do actually think it also better reflects the sensibility of Texas. Someone who currently lives in Houston, if you wander outside of the cities of this state, almost everyone seems to uniformly have an opinion that's on a certain side of the political aisle, at least on some things, if not on everything. And so having most of the representatives that get sent to Congress of Texas be Republican, I'd have 5-6 more seats created. It seems to actually reflect this state. I wonder if that's actually is true about Illinois or California when you get beyond the big cities, because most often you see in any kind of map that it's not, that it's a whole bunch of red that surrounds all of the very deep blue parts of those big cities that admittedly have a whole bunch of people in them. But a reason that we have the Electoral College is because our founding fathers didn't think the city should have an outstretched influence, at least on the role of the president. And it would be nice to think that, hey, maybe we can mimic that more in some ways. And also, I just think that if you're going to do it yourself, you can't go criticize it. At least just shut up and do it, too. Just go ahead and gerrymander your state as ridiculously as possible. And don't turn this into a whole giant, like, I swear I'm the good guy and they're the bad guys thing, because you're doing the same stuff. One last thing I want to play that I like a lot today. President Trump went on a ride along with Washington police and the National Guard yesterday. And this was a uniquely cool thing. I actually would say that regardless of what side of the political aisle you were on, if you were one of the servicemen and women or one of the police officers who got to hang out with the president, I get, you know, hamburgers and pizza from the guy and then have him join you on any sort of version of your workday, that is uniquely cool. Regardless, again, of what you think of this president, someone in that office hanging out for the day with you, showing a certain level of value to the job you do to the country, has to be the kind of thing that you walk away thinking like, man, oh, man, how cool am I? How cool is this? It's going to be the kind of thing that you would brag to people about, I imagine. And yet some of media is trying to handle this like it's somehow a horrible, terrible, you know, awful thing. And it's hilarious to me. By the way, the president did focus on more than just the safety in the streets. When talking to the people, he mentioned how he bought pizza from a great place. The burgers were made from the White House. But then he also touched on a topic that probably no one was expecting him to touch on. And I was entertained by this, too. I think that sometimes people need to have a less serious mind when they try to criticize Trump for bringing up discussion things that might not seem as important as other stuff. Mostly because, like, this is a nice break from all the seriousness for Trump to be telling me what he plans to do to the grass at the within Washington, D.C. and in a lot of the facilities that'll be used for the FIFA World Cup that he's mentioning recently. Here's a little bit of this.
It was worse than ever just a short while ago, but now it's going to be, I think now, right now, it's better than it has been in years. And in a couple of weeks, it's going to be even far better than that. And everybody's safe now. Everybody feels safe. And they're all coming in. And people are now coming in. They're making reservations to come in. They want to be in Washington, D.C. One of the things we're going to be redoing is your parks. I'm very good at grass because I have a lot of golf courses all over the place. I know more about grass than any human being, I think, anywhere in the world. And we're going to be regrassing all of your parks, all brand new sprinkler systems, the best that you can buy, just like Augusta. No, it'll look like Augusta. It'll look like, more importantly, Trump National Golf Club. That's even better. But we're going to have all brand new, beautiful grass. You know, like everything else, grass has a life. Do you know that? Grass has a life. You know, we have a life and grass has a life.
Yeah, it's true.
And the grass here died about 40 years ago. So we're going to be rebuilding all of your parks, and it's going to happen fast. It's going to go up like a miracle. So,
all right, I want to ask you a serious question, and I don't know how many people that listen to the Dana Show, although it's a lot of people, truly like hate Trump, or how many people that are on the far left that listen to these types of shows. I hope it's a lot. I imagine it is, because, you know, Dana's got a gigantic audience. But I will say that if I had to pick between the weird version of a cyclical conversation that someone like a Kamala Harris has, that I viciously make fun of, and the stupidity of it, and the like clutch phrases that she goes to that she'll repeat again and again, that you look at her and you think, I have no idea what you're trying to say. This seems so dumb. And Trump's tangents, where he just goes off on a topic for more time than you expect while standing in front of a bunch of people about to go to work for the day, securing the city. I will pick the guy who talks about grass for 3 minutes again and again and again. Because even if I don't understand why it's happening, I do actually understand what he's saying. Like, I understand the importance of the moment or the value he puts in grass and why he thinks he has experience in it because of all the golf courses he has. And I find this amusing. And I don't find this to be an example of a guy who's losing it, which is what mainstream media will also try to say this is an example of. I think that's the person who keeps saying, we're unburdened by what has been, which is like the weirdest thing. Kamala Harris felt like a person writing fortune cookies who was drunk constantly. And actually, she might have been. And then Trump just feels like a guy who halfway through a discussion is like, you know what? I'd like to do a few minutes on something that's new, something that's not about this. He feels like a comedian trying out his bits. And I find that to be much, much more satisfying, much more entertaining out of the two. But I ask you, again, anyone who listens to the show, which do you prefer? The crazy circular, clutch phrases conversation of a politician on the left or the unique discussion of President Trump? It's really not a lot of people on the right that goes well beyond whatever the topic at hand is. And oftentimes some people in that crowd might be saying to themselves, like, he is really talking about grass for a while, but at least I understand it. And honestly, I'm usually amused by it. All right. On that, we'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll do just a little bit more. This is The Dana Show. Greg Collins filling in.
Did you know the whole higher thread count means better sheets thing is just a myth? Kind of like thinking that cold weather gives you a cold or that we only use 10% of our brains. The real secret to great sheets isn't thread count, but thread quality. That's why you'll love Bowl and Branch. They use the highest quality organic cotton threads, so their sheets are not only soft and luxurious right out of the box, but they actually get softer with each wash. The first night you'll try them, you're going to feel the difference. It's like climbing into a 5-star hotel bed every night, and your sleep will never be better. I mean, I'm not going back to my old sheets. If you're ready to upgrade your sleep, feel the difference an extraordinary night's sleep can make with Boll & Branch. Get 15% off plus free shipping on your first set of sheets at bollandbranch.com/Dana Show. It's bollandbranch.com/Dana Show for 15% off and free shipping. Exclusions apply.
I bet you've probably been to the doctor's office in the past few months. I bet you had to hand over personal info, like your insurance, your ID, maybe even your social security number. And I bet you weren't thinking about how your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal information. If any one of them isn't careful, it's a good bet they could accidentally expose your details to hackers and identity theft, putting you at risk. Fortunately, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back, with plans covering up to $3 million for stolen funds and expenses. Don't take chances with your personal info. Help protect it even when it's out of your hands. Save up to 40% your first year with promo code IHEART. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slipcovers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange anytime. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at WashableSofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Go and need a quick news fix with a fun twist? Follow Dana's Absurd Truth Podcast for bite-sized, informative episodes perfect for your busy schedule on Apple or wherever you get your podcast.
This is The Dana Show. My name is Craig Collins filling in. Thrilled to be with you. A bunch of stuff to talk about in a very short amount of time left on the show. Dana is back in just a few days, so she'll take a much-needed vacation, some holiday time off. I think she's back on Monday, though. Some other things out there that I found interesting. A New York City college push to back trash with swap shops. This would be, instead of throwing things out, you bring them all to a place where other people at college show up and you swap the crap you don't want anymore. I find this hilarious. And it's not like it wasn't going on. This definitely is going on. But the New York, or it has been going on for a long time. But the New York Post is saying it's a brand new idea for college students. Mostly because, you know, if you're someone who's gone to college at all, how much less valuable something is after it's been to college with you. Whether that's the textbooks you buy that somehow go from hundreds of dollars to three by the time you sell them back, regardless of the condition of them, by the way, and anything else that probably has had one too many parties or things happen on it. The last thing I would ever want is to acquire a futon from someone's dorm room. I would not want that. I don't think you want that. And yet some college kids don't care because they're getting it for free. So I get it. It makes sense to me. If I have no budget, I'm not a beggar. I'm not a chooser, excuse me, if I'm a beggar. But in this same case, I would, again, rather burn most of these things than actually use them for anyone else. Another dating term out there that I saw recently is called Shrekking. This is doubling down and settling for an ugly partner. It may just ruin your love life, is what people say. This is the weirdest thing I've ever heard. But apparently, if you behave like the female character in the first Shrek movie, who eventually dates a giant ogre, that you might be happy in life because the terrible looking person, at least to you, the person you find to be horrible looking, might be very grateful to be in a relationship with you. Essentially, you are the person who is settling and the other person is reaching way up to the stars, the sky for you. What I find horrible about this idea is how inevitably, you know, you'll treat this person. If you believe from jump that what you're doing is actually settling for someone when you could do better, then it's never going to be the kind of person that does well in an argument with you because you're always going to be thinking, I can leave. No matter how great they treat you, no matter how well the Shrek individual in the relationship actually behaves, and honestly, probably is better for you than, say, all the people who've treated you poorly that led you to the decision to be in a relationship with a quote-unquote Shrek person. And then the one last thing I'll say about this, because I do find this whole topic ridiculous, is beauty fades. I imagine that the best thing to say to young people who are choosing other people to be in relationships with based solely on the attractiveness of the person, not that that's not important, it is, but if that's the only quality, the only qualification you care about, and then the Shrek people are doing exactly the opposite, I guess, I think the Shrek people will do better in this life because you want other things than just a wildly attractive person, especially if they're aware that they're wildly attractive, because the chances of them attracting other people with their wild attractiveness is quite high. And if they enjoy that kind of attention, they might also enjoy cheating on you. I would say that too. But again, I just thought this whole thing was kind of funny. And then finally, one last topic that I saw out there, Dunkin's popular fall menu has landed in stores. It's not just in the Dunkin' Donuts, you know, locations themselves. You can buy pumpkin spice flavored treats and more beyond just the stores, inside the grocery stores and whatnot. People are excited about this, so much so that it's a viral topic on Twitter, on X, which says something about our society. A lot going on in the world, and I want to talk about Dunkin' Donuts. That's fine with me. All right, that's it. That's the show. Thanks, as always, for listening. Craig Collins filling in on The Dana Show.
Chances are you've been to the doctor recently, and you probably handed over your insurance, your ID, and even your Social Security number. Your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal info. And if any of them accidentally expose your details, you could be at risk for identity theft. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second. If you become a victim, they'll fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slipcovers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange anytime. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at WashableSofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.